This is From the Perspective of Justin, episode 12. So I know it's been a little bit longer than a week since I put out an episode. Part of the reason of that is because of, like, the craziness of the holidays and everything. And another reason is because recently I've become re-addicted to a massive multiplayer online game called City of Heroes. In this episode, this will be the last episode of the year, so I'll talk about favorites of the year, favorites of the decade and stuff here in a minute. But first, I'm going to go on a little Star Wars rant. So I just saw The Rise of Skywalker. The review I'm about to give is for the sequel trilogy as a whole, which means 7, 8, and 9. The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and The Rise of Skywalker. When I first watched The Force Awakens, I was pretty sure that all three of these movies were going to be horseshit. And I was absolutely right. I think there's a lot of pressure to just like these movies because they're Star Wars movies. I saw the original Star Wars trilogy when I was like 5 years old. The moment I saw it, they re-released A New Hope in theaters when I was like 5 years old, and I went to the theaters and saw A New Hope. Just take a second and look at what happens in the first six Star Wars movies. There's a clear plan from start to finish. This is I'll give a spoiler warning, spoiler alert, because I'm talking about the newest Star Wars that's only been out for like a week or two. It's a bad movie, man. It's a bad movie. Here are some of my criticisms of the sequel trilogy. The stupid fucking lightsaber that Kylo Ren has is one of them. Another criticism is that the plot of The Force Awakens is just the plot of A New Hope, except for there's a bigger Death Star. It's literally like they took the script of A New Hope and just replaced it with different things. Like, here's where Obi-Wan died. Instead of Obi-Wan dying, we'll have Han Solo die. And instead of this Death Star, we'll have a bigger Death Star. And instead of this guy wearing a mask, we'll have a different guy wearing a mask. Which brings me to my next criticism. Why the fuck does Kylo Ren even have a mask on? We know why Darth Vader had a mask on. Like, he needed that whole fucking suit because he got fucked up in lava. Kylo Ren is such a little bitch, dude. He puts on that bitch-ass mask because he wants to be Darth Vader, and that's pathetic as hell, dude. You don't want your villain to look pathetic. You want your villain to look fearsome and, like Darth Vader. And another thing I didn't like about the sequel trilogy is all the fucking jokes. It's become like a fucking comedy. I mean, there were jokes in the original Star Wars trilogy and in the prequel trilogy also, but the level of jokes is just ridiculous in these new in the sequel trilogy. The first six films are about the rise and fall of Darth Vader. They discover this little boy named Anakin in episode 1. In episode 3, he ends up betraying the good guys and joining the dark side. And in episode 6, he completes the prophecy by restoring balance to the Force by killing the Emperor. The story has a nice cap on it. On episode 6. There's no need to reopen the story after that. I watched The Mandalorian. The Mandalorian is a really good show. Which is not really a surprise considering that almost everything that Jon Favreau does is pretty good. Which brings me to my next topic. Best movies of 2019. So I don't have like a perfect order of like top 10 movies or anything. I'm just gonna list some movies that I thought were really good. I think the earliest movie I can remember seeing in this year is Alita Battle Angel. And that's a movie that, like, for some reason a lot of people doesn't seem to be talked about that much. But I thought Alita Battle Angel was a great movie. And of course, Avengers Endgame. It's obviously one of the best movies of the year. Although I did like Infinity War better than Endgame. All the Marvel movies are damn good. They set the standard for what a franchise should look like, or what a expanded universe should look like. Disney owns Marvel and everything. Hopefully, Hopefully there's no change to the content because of that. Disney is so big now that they own properties that aren't just children's properties or things marketed to children. They own adult content now also, and they can't ruin the adult content they acquire. Disney has to become something that's not just for kids. And also, kids like awesome stuff. Kids don't like kiddie bullshit. I think kids can tell when you're making something for them and they don't like it. You gotta make something for kids, but at the same time, adults can enjoy it too. Like all the movies from my childhood, Pocahontas, Toy Story, Aladdin, all those movies, like, I can still enjoy those as an adult because a lot of the dialogue was written for adults to get. Joker, that's another really good movie that came out this year. It made me think of, like, a lot of the mass shootings and stuff that have happened, like, in a lot of those situations, people are like, what a crazy asshole, or what a terrible piece of shit. And yeah, anybody who does a mass shooting or kills anybody, they are a bad person, you know. But I think you should think deeper into it and say, why were they that way? What led them to being that way? And I think a lot of the time the answer would be that, you know, we treat each other bad in society. If you're not perfect, then you get treated like you're shit a lot of the time. Donald Trump was impeached, but still don't know if he's going to be removed from office. And also, kind of don't know if it's even a good thing if he gets removed from office, because then Mike Pence will be the president. I have to deal with whatever bullshit he brings. So one of the craziest things to happen this decade that nobody ever really talks about or doesn't talk about that much is the MH370. There was a plane, it was a commercial airline from Malaysia that the pilot flew into the sea, and they still haven't found the plane. They've only found like a small piece of the plane or something like that. They investigated the pilot's house, and he had a flight simulator with like this very specific path mapped out on it. Communications for the plane were like turned off and everything, so it looks as though that guy deliberately flew the plane into the sea. But they still haven't found the plane, so. Then speaking of planes, some other crazy thing this decade that happened is that when Russia shot down that commercial airliner, and nobody ever had to pay the price for that. The only people that ever paid the price for that were the victims on the fucking plane. Pretty ridiculous. I guess nothing really can be done about it unless you want to go to full war with Russia. In 1999, I was 6 years old, and my family had a tradition of opening the front door to let the new year in after midnight. And it's 20 years later. It's crazy. I'm 26 now. When you think of the last couple years, the first thing that pops in your mind is Donald Trump. So the first president I ever became aware of was George Bush. Because when the whole Bill Clinton thing was going on, it was off my radar. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't even know who Bill Clinton was until after I knew who George Bush was. George W. Bush. George Bush probably was a bad president, but I don't think he's a bad dude. I just think he's kind of maybe unfit to be the president of the United States. I don't think he's anywhere near as bad of a dude as Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a bad guy, man. When George W. Bush was trying to get reelected and he was running against John Kerry, everybody, there was like a lot of propaganda about kids that went to my middle school, they were like,
John Carrey's a baby killer, because they heard their parents say that shit. And the reason why their parents said that shit is because John Carrey was, like, in Vietnam or something, and there were situations in Vietnam where, like, there'd be a kid running at you with a bomb, and you either let yourself get blown up or you kill the kid. I mean, the logical thing to do in that situation is to kill the kid. The kid obviously doesn't care for self-preservation, so, I mean, if somebody themselves doesn't want to live, and they're actively going out of their way to destroy other people with them, like, it's not much you can do in that situation. These are destructive people. This is what happens in every election. People use these, it's propaganda, it's this fake shit. It's like, just say this about them, and everybody else will repeat it, and then it'll just become a thing. It's gross. I mean, there was all kinds of studies in the 1900s that were designed to show that weed is bad for you. Like, the most popular one that everybody talks about is the monkeys. They had these masks on all these monkeys that were pumping weed into them. And then they all, like, died, and they were like, see, weed kills you. What happened was all the monkeys had been suffocated by the masks. They couldn't actually breathe oxygen. I mean, if you're smoking a joint and you can still breathe oxygen, you're fine. There's nothing wrong with weed. It's even coming back now. People are trying to say that weed kills you again. Weed don't kill you, dude. Weed don't kill you. And every single time a new form of weed comes out, people are like, well, all the rest of it doesn't kill you, but this form kills you. That's wax. Everybody thinks wax kills you. It doesn't fucking kill you, dude. So, yeah, I was talking about The Mandalorian earlier. Mandalorian's a great show. I only have one complaint, and it's the fact that he removed his mask. I didn't want that to happen at all. Like, I know, it was in front of a robot. He still didn't remove his mask in front of any live being, but who cares? I didn't want to see his face, dude. I took him more seriously before I knew what his face looked like. I'm sure I've already talked about this before, but I hate how everything is a remake. I hate how everything is like an updated version of something that already existed from my childhood or my youth. And now it's like all these new kids are like, oh, this is amazing. And it's like, dude, it already existed. You just didn't care about it until it was new. So I'm gonna go ahead and say my artist of the decade has got to be Dance Gavin Dance. And the reason for that is they, at the end of the last decade, it was like they were done. They were going to break up. They had a couple albums with Kurt, and they were complaining about how much he smoked and how his vocal range was, like, getting worse and worse. And it just seemed like the band was done. It seemed like their heyday was over. Their best album was Downtown Battle Mountain 1. And also their EP, Whatever I Say Is Royal Ocean. And it just didn't seem like it was going to get any better from there. And then they get Tillian, and they come out with 4 insanely good albums this decade. Super impressive. And their 4 new albums with Tillian are arguably better than anything they've ever done. I know it's, people get all stupid when you suggest that, because they want to feel like elite Dance Gavin Dance fans. Like, I had this dude talk shit the other day after I said Downtown Battle Mountain 2 was the worst Dance Gavin Dance album. He was like, you know the band is not just Tillian, right? It's like, well, first of all, the album that I just made a comment about doesn't have Tillian on it. Second of all, you can't just randomly attack people saying that they haven't been fans since before Tillian when you have no clue, dude. Lots of people have been fans of Dance Gavin Dance. for a very long time. I remember I was excited when Johnny Craig got back in Dance Gavin Dance to record Downtown Battle Mountain 2, but then when Downtown Battle Mountain 2 came out and it was like, it's Dance Gavin Dance, baby! Like, that part is one of the worst parts of the fucking album. Like, I hate that part. I wish he wouldn't have said that. But, I mean, if you forget all the stupid, egotistical Johnny Craig moments, the rest of the album is pretty good. And the thing is, I used to love Johnny Craig, dude. I loved Johnny Craig in Omarosa, both albums, Relativity and the self-titled. Great albums. I loved him in Whatever I Say Is Royal Ocean and Downtown Battle Mountain 1. But he's kind of, his cockiness and his attitude has just taken over his whole personality, and it runs through his music now. He got kicked out of Slaves at the beginning of this year, I think, for what seems like an honorable reason. He's trying to help himself, and hopefully he fixes his shit and gets his shit together, gets a band together that sounds good. And because I didn't care for a lot of the stuff Slaves did, I wanted it to be a good band. They have like one good song, but another great band that, so at the beginning, sorry to fucking start a sentence and then interject it with another thing, but it's kind of just the way I talk. I'm even doing it now. So at the beginning of this decade, I was super, me and my wife were both super into Of Mice and Men. It's a very famous band right now, popular on the radio and everything. But when me and my wife were first into them, so their first album came out in 2008. And the reason why I even listened to that album is because I was a fan of a band called Attack Attack. Attack Attack, their first album is called Someday Came Suddenly. That's the only album I like by them. And it features screaming vocals from Austin Carlisle. And I loved Austin Carlisle's vocals so much that he was my favorite screamer, like, almost as soon as I heard it. And he got kicked out of Attack Attack for, like, there's a couple reasons that people say. Some people say it's, a lot of the members of Attack Attack said it was because he was being promiscuous and they were all trying to be lead Christian, pure Christian lifestyles or whatever. But and then another reason is he's got this heart condition called Marfan syndrome or something like that, so he's constantly having to go to the hospital and take breaks from music and everything. So he got kicked out of Attack Attack, and Attack Attack was signed by Rise Records, and Rise Records understood that a big part of the reason why Attack Attack had any kind of success and notoriety was because of Austin's vocals. And they told Austin that they would back him in his next band. So his next band was Of Mice and Men. He put together with this guy named Jackson Hall. There was a couple original members that ended up leaving. The final solid lineup that I think is really good is Phil on guitar, Tino on drums, Austin on vocals, Shaley on bass and clean vocals. Great fucking band at this point. Great fucking band. Their first album, so good. So good. I wish it would have stayed like this. And then a little bit of turmoil happens in the band, and Austin has to take a break because of his Marfan syndrome, and they get Jerry Roush from Sky's Airplane as a temporary replacement. What was to be temporary becomes permanent, and they kick Austin out of the band, and Jerry Roush becomes the permanent lead singer of the band. And Austin, what Austin did was, this was like 2010. Austin had this website called like austincarlisle.com or something like that, where you he was updating you on his new band. He was going to have a third band after Of Mice and Men fucked him. So, eventually on these updated videos on his website, he brought in Alan Ashby, and Alan Ashby was to be the first new member of his new band. And then, like a month later, it was announced that Of Mice and Men kicked out Jerry Rouge and they took in Alan Ashby and Austin Carlisle. Now, this lineup was so good, and they came out with another really good album, The Flood. Their second album was so fucking good. And everything looked like it was going great. And we saw them that year. We went to Warped Tour. We saw the perfect lineup. Shaylee, Phil, Alan. Oh my gosh, it was so good. It sounded perfect. Shaylee's vocals, absolutely perfect. Austin's perfect. And he took a little dig at Attack Attack when we saw them. He was like, "Everybody stand the fuck up. If you're not standing up, go see Attack Attack." Because Attack Attack was also playing at the same Warped Tour. Like, I think at the same time, too. It was like a setup rivalry. But, you know, good things don't last. And that second album, The Flood, that they came out with, was the last good album, in my opinion. Because Shaylee either left or got kicked out of the band. They didn't really get into what happened that much. They said they were vague about it. So after Shaylee got kicked out, they brought in this guy named Aaron Polly to do vocals, and this is when I just feel like the band started to be not that good. And then everything got worse and worse, and ended with Austin leaving and retiring from music completely. So when Shaylee left the band, when Shaylee left Of Mice and Men, he started a new band called Deschelle, which is his middle name. Shaylee Deschelle Bourget. And they came out with an album that was kind of okay. It wasn't the level of the first two Of Mice and Men albums yet. And then their second album, Nexus, this was it. This was what the third Of Mice and Men album should have sounded like. You know, of course there wasn't screaming vocals from Austin on this Deschelle album, but it had all the same kind of, it's all the guitar I wanted to hear. It was just great. The Nexus is definitely the best Deschelle album. And then it took Deschelle a long time for them to come out with another album. They finally came out with it this year. It's called Mr. Pain. It's not as good as Nexus. It's got some good tracks on it. I feel like all the singles were good, but all the other tracks in between just kind of felt like filler. Sucks to say that. I think Shaylee is a very talented person, and I just feel like when you do something as good as Nexus, it's hard to do a repeat. Best movie franchise of the decade. Gotta give it to the MCU. All decade long, they've been putting out good movies. Started in 2008, which is a little bit before the start of this decade, but killing it. They killed it. Name another franchise that killed it bigger than the MCU this decade. Probably can't. So, I used to call myself a musician. And I still like music a lot. Like, music is still great, and I make music a lot. I just feel like I got a lot of hobbies. I got so many hobbies, and to select one of them and say, this is the one that I am, I just think is weird. I got so many different hobbies that it's just like I'm a bunch of different things. I'm not just one thing. And also, I'm not the best at music. I mean, I make music that I think sounds good, and a lot of other people probably won't like it. I definitely don't. I don't have any interest in making what people think is popular. I've got my idea of what I think sounds good, and it was popular like 10 years ago, I feel like, but it's just not popular anymore. And it's like, I mean, I like weird stuff. People don't like weird stuff. If there's something that can be considered weird, people are going to treat it like it's weird because it's just the thing that they do. I see something weird and I am like, oh, I like this.